Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And with the sport this morning, it's Des Cahill. Morning to you, Des.
Morning to you, Rachel. And good news to start with. A fine start for Leona Maguire in the Honda event in Thailand. Cavan woman has just finished with a round of 5 under par 67. She's two behind the leaders, America's Jennifer Kupko and China's Zhu Lin. Shane Lowry, meanwhile, tees off in the Honda Classic in Florida later today. Last year, he only needed to par the last hole to win it. And this incredible thunderstorm came and he chose to play on and didn't par the hole. And therefore, he has a hunger to win it this time round. Now to last night's Champions League ties. Manchester City had to settle for a one-all draw at RB Leipzig in the last 16 first leg. Riyad Mahrez gave City a 27-minute lead. Pep Guardiola's side failed to make possession and pressure count in the first half, and Leipzig came back well in the second half and Josko Guardiola got the equaliser. Interestingly, not one of the four English teams won their first leg tie in this round. Chelsea, Tottenham and Liverpool all lost while City drew. In the other game, substitute Romelu Lukaku volleyed an 86th-minute winner to earn Inter Milan a 1-0 victory over FC Porto. Porto midfielder Otavio was sent off after receiving a second yellow card 12 minutes from time, and Inter seized their chance. Lukaku, who is on loan at Inter from Chelsea, headed Nicolò Barella's cross against the post before knocking in the rebound.
Striker's luck, and you know, you have to be there at the right time, you know. I just work hard, you know. I think the last few months were very difficult for me in my career, like I think the most difficult months, but I kept my head on the, I just kept my head calm and, you know, just worked, and, you know, now, you know, I think everything is coming back into place.
In terms of that, I have to ask about your future. Where do you see yourself next season? Do you want to still be at Inter? Do you plan to go back to London? Have you spoken to Graham Potter and people at Chelsea?
I haven't spoken to nobody. I just, you know, focus myself on the present. I don't want to look at the future right now. That doesn't make sense. Football is the present, the most important thing. So I just want to perform and prepare myself for the next game at the weekend.
Now, the big game in tonight's Europa League ties, unquestionably the clash of Manchester United and Barcelona at Old Trafford. The sides are level at 2-2 from a hugely exciting first leg, and United's French defender Raphael Varane can't wait for this game.
I think we are playing with more confidence, and tomorrow the atmosphere will be electric. So we have to manage our emotions and stay calm and believe. And I think... we improved a lot already as a team, and the next step is to beat teams like Barcelona, and it's a great challenge for us and a great opportunity.
Now, the Republic of Ireland's women's side will be heading to the United States to play the host country there in two friendly internationals in April as they continue their build-up to this year's World Cup finals in Australia. Yesterday, Ireland drew nil-all with China. In rugby, Wales' Six Nations match against England at Cardiff on Saturday will go ahead after potential strike action from Welsh players over a contract dispute was averted. Meanwhile, the Irish team to play Italy will be named later today. We'll hear from winger Mac Hansen later in the programme. We've live coverage of Ireland Italy on Radio 1 on Saturday, and it's also on RTE television and the RTE player. In athletics, Mark English is one of 16 athletes named on the Ireland team for the opening European Indoor Championships taking place in Istanbul. Last night at the World Athletics Indoor Gold meeting in Madrid, English won the men's B race over 800 metres in a season's best time of 1 minute 46.57, while Sarah Lavin clocked a personal best of 7.95 seconds in the 60 metres hurdles. Finally for now, racing this afternoon is at Thurles, where the first race is off at 1:55 only.